Justin Fook with you for Holton Wildcat football locker room chat time. We're joined as always by head coach Brooks Sparta. Holton falling in week two at Sabetha. Final score 24-8, but no scoring in the second half. In fact, Holton certainly had a chance inside the 5-yard line to make it a one score game there in the second half. But overall, coach, it seemed like it was quite a bit of progress and some growth. I guess, what did you feel like were the biggest takeaways and maybe some of the areas of improvement you saw from your team against Sabetha?
Well, I thought Sabetha really executed well the first half, and I thought we just did a good job of hanging in there and making plays and making them continue to line up. And we started to put some drives together there at the end of the second quarter and start to make some plays. And then I thought really the second half we turned the corner. We had a couple really nice drives. I think one was stopped by penalty, but really moved the ball consistently down the field and didn't punch it in. I made a bad call on a fourth down, and we didn't punch it in and get a score. And if we get that in a two-point conversion, we've got a chance for an onside kick and a chance to go down and tie the game. So I felt really good about what we did the second half.
What about the offense? Able to complete one nice pass, Eli Hollard, Abbott Humley. It seemed like your quarterback, Eli, was able to get outside a little bit more successful on the option play. What other things that did you see in a positive aspect from your offense?
Well, I think, first of all, we blocked better and executed better, and I think Eli was a little more comfortable this week in his second start. And, you know, we had to move, got some banged up in the backfield and had to move some guys around, and our guys came in and did a good job and filled in for people that were banged up. And just everything was better, and we were more consistent, and we didn't beat ourselves really the way we did the first week.
You know, talking about guys stepping up, I wanted to specifically ask you about that. You know, last week we were talking a little bit about Kel Frazier, and, you know, this week you started a freshman on the offensive line in Ian Windsor. You know, I thought Andrew Shoup was a kid that came in there and made an impact, especially on the defensive side of the ball. But as we've noted, I mean, the roster's a little bit light, and you've had several guys banged up or out with injuries. But are you pretty impressed, I guess, with how many sophomores and even freshmen you've had to throw in now and the way that they've kind of responded to an opportunity?
Yeah, we've never had to play a freshman before, and I thought he did a nice job and held his own in there. And there's been very few times where we played as many sophomores as we have this year, and we're not as deep a team as we usually are, and we have a lot of learning left to do. They made a lot of mistakes, our young people, and that really gives us hope, and I thought we made a lot of progress this week and learned from those mistakes.
Hopefully more progress going into week three. Holton will finally get a home game hosting Hiawatha this Friday. We'll talk about the matchup with Coach Sparta when we return here on the Wildcat Coaches Show. Talking Wildcat football as they prepare for finally a home game. I guess that has to help a little bit, Coach, just maybe a couple less things to worry about, but I'm sure coaching staff and especially the players and the fans, I'm sure, excited to come out and see your team at home this Friday.
Well, certainly it's more fun to play at home and not have to travel and not ride those yellow buses around, and the older you get, the more they tend to hurt the coaches than they do the players, but really excited about our kids playing in front of a home crowd, and I think we've made a lot of progress this week, and I think they're really going to be a fun group to watch grow over the next few weeks.
I guess the other thing, too, that just, you know, kind of obvious, and we knew this was going to be the case going in, but the last 2 weeks, you know, with not only two road games, but you faced the number one and number two teams in the state in the 2A division. So I know you're certainly not overlooking Hiawatha, but the caliber of those top two teams, you know, hopefully, I guess, prepare you guys for the rest of the season. I mean, you have to feel like those two games, even though you knew they were going to be tough and against great teams, which they were, you know, hopefully if you get healthy, that can help you down the road, right?
Well, I think that was a really good schedule for us to get better as a team. It's a really bad schedule for you to start the year off with a couple wins. But it certainly is going to help us down the road, and I think it already has. And I don't think there's any question in my mind from what I've watched that they're probably the two best teams in 2A. And you know, the other thing is we suited up six seniors the other night, and Sabetha suited up 20-plus seniors. And I think early in the season, that experience really makes a big difference.
What about the start of the game? How do we get off to a better start? The last couple weeks, it seems like the first time the opponents had the ball, they've scored. The first couple times we've had the ball each of the last couple weeks, you know, we haven't been able to put any points up. What is it, I guess, and how important do you think that is to try to find ways to get a better start or maybe play ahead in the game?
Well, to get those first downs is tough, I think, especially against good teams, and we've got to execute better early in the game. And I think there's a comfort level that's hard when you're an inexperienced team early game. And, you know, and then defensively, I don't, other than some mistakes, I don't think we've played really poorly. I just really give credit to the other teams that we've played and the way they've executed offensively.
Final thought, Coach. I wanted to get your comments on Hiawatha, specifically some of the things you prepared to face with them this week. I know they unfortunately lost their quarterback again this year, so they're moving some guys around. But what are the biggest challenges and things you're looking forward to against Hiawatha in the matchup here?
Well, for the third week in a row, we see a really big team up front on both sides of the ball. They have a lot of size. I think they're a little bit inexperienced at their skill positions, and they've got some work to do there, and we're not really sure what we're going to see to fit the people they have in their system. So, you know, our focus has really been on us, and I think we're continuing to make progress on offense, and then defensively trying to get a little smarter and a little more comfortable in tackling in space. And, you know, we use every available minute in practice to continue to improve, and I think our kids are doing a good job of that.
Speaking of practice, one other quick note. You know, you talk about the small senior class and only, what, five or six that suited out last week. But are you happy, I guess? Are you getting leadership from some of the upperclassmen with helping some of these youngsters that are being asked to step in? I mean, how about just the leadership on your team right now and helping kind of keep, you know, things in a positive direction?
Well, it's been a really fun group to work with. They want to do well. They want to do it well together, and they get along well from our upperclassmen to our lowerclassmen. And, you know, numbers is a little bit of an issue in the way we like to practice and as far as how we match up with scout looks and those things. So we continue to alter and adapt and find the best way to continue to improve on an individual and a team basis.
Coach, thanks for your time. As always, best of luck against the Hawks on Friday.
All right, thank you.
Brooks Barta, head man for Holton. The weekly locker room chats are brought to you by the Farmer's State Bank in Holton, also by Boomer Steakhouse and by Community Health Care System.